treatment and see your doctor as well. The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer will be making stops in the central Red River Valley today. The tour made a stop at Hagee Seed at Oakley, Minnesota yesterday. Ross Hagee said the rains came at the right time this season, helping the soybeans.
They're filled right to the top. I think it's, for us, it's probably going to be one of our better bean crops, the way it looks. There's definitely going to be a lot of residue. They're really tall. So hopefully with that comes a lot of bushels.
It's hard to know until the combines roll, but Hagee is looking for a nice corn crop. The wheat harvest gives him hope.
You know, we had that really, really hot weather in May, and we didn't really know what the wheat was going to be like. And then we had a lot of rain in June. We had a really good shot of rain the first week of July. And I think that's what really, really set the wheat off. And it was, like I said, it was really good. And I expect our corn is going to be a really nice crop. Like we talked earlier, I don't see hardly any tip back. Nice even stands. We had good emergence this spring, so I'm looking forward to a really nice corn crop also.
It was a mixed up year for weather, but Kent Rivard at K-Star Seeds in Thief River Falls is pleased with the crop.
You know, we had our July weather in June, and I think our June weather was in the first part of July when it cooled off there. So the 3 weeks of cool weather really made a heck of a wheat crop, especially for what we expected. Corn pollination's been good. And the soybean crop seems to be finishing off fairly well with minimal moisture as well.
And the corn is advancing rapidly.
A lot of this stuff is very close. I think after this heat this weekend, come next week, there'll be a lot of the corn that's hitting black layer. And boy, then we're only a couple weeks away from combines going if the beans come off in time too. So
after that, it's all dry down.
Exactly. And actually, after this weekend, there'll be a lot of soybeans that are getting close too. There's a field up by Badger that the guy started on yesterday. So, fall is upon us.
Pioneer Territory Manager Jared Hansen said there was a consistent theme to day number four for the crop tour. The crops are doing better than expected. There are just a few trouble spots.
There's an odd spot or two that just didn't get the rain. You know, we talked about some early soybean combining that's going on, and of course that's related to our very early maturing 003s, 005s. But even those, I think, are maturing slightly earlier than we'd like just because they've had a little bit lack of moisture. But early reports are yields are still okay for that maturity.
If the region can get another 2 weeks without a major frost, Hansen says farmers in northwest Minnesota will be in excellent shape.
There were significant